best-selling poll, From Hitler and Stalin to Greta Thunberg. Time loves to celebrate totalitarian icons. By James Dellingpohl on December 11, 2019. Adolf Hitler 1938. Joseph Stalin 1939. Joseph Stalin, again, 1942. Ayatollah Khomeini 1979. Greta Thunberg 2019. Yes, you've got to hand it to what's left of Time magazine. It hasn't lost its unerring ability to put its finger on the pulse of the zeitgeist, invariably managing to name a person of the year who sums up perfectly the madness of the age. In the 1930s, it was the twin evils of Nazism and Soviet communism. In the 1970s, it was militant Islam. Today, it's environmentalism. That screeching noise you can hear, by the way, is the sound of a gazillion greenies squawking about how unfair it is to pick on a 16-year-old child whose only crime is to want to make the world a better place. But this "she's only a kid, leave her alone" defense was precisely why the climate industrial complex chose Greta the climate puppet as its pinup. Remember, Greta Thunberg is a teenage school dropout. It's not for her scientific expertise that she has been selected as the current figurehead of the global environmental movement, but for her youth. Part of her function is to represent the future generations that the green narrative tells us are most threatened by climate change. But her main role is to close down debate. There are countless legitimate questions to be asked of the climate change movement. You'll find a range of them in this Talking Points report prepared by Mark Morano for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. And we know, as one of the world's leading physicists, Dr. William Happer, told Breitbart in Madrid, Spain, last week, there is no credible evidence whatsoever that man-made climate change is a problem. Still less is there any evidence that the trillions of dollars being spent on combating this non-problem are anything other than a massive waste of money. Bjørn Lomborg, the Danish statistician, has shown a typical example of this monumental waste: a plan by Sweden to cut its transport emissions by 2030. At a cost of $5 billion a year, 1% of Sweden's GDP. It makes virtually no difference to climate change but will cost almost twice as much as Sweden spends on its universities. And if we're talking about future generations, aren't universities kind of important? This example, from Greta's native country, is but one example among many of the kind of economic, social, and environmental damage being done all around the world by idiotic environmental policies based largely on the hysteria that Greta is used to promote. Unlike Greta Thunberg's airy prognostications of future climate doom, the damage being done by climate policy is already clear and present. But by choosing Thunberg as its figurehead, the climate industrial complex is hoping to duck these awkward issues. Never mind the facts. Look at the kid with pigtails. See how powerfully she feels the impending planetary disaster. They want to tell us. No, actually. Let's ignore the kid in pigtails. She has already had far too much time in the sun. Let's look at the cold hard facts, all of which point to an inconvenient truth the environmental movement would prefer to ignore. Catastrophic man-made global warming is a hoax. It exists only in dodgy computer models and a frightened 16-year-old schoolgirl's overactive imagination.